Hello again. It's Pastor Bob with your Advent Daily Devotion from the devotional Low by John Pavlovitz. It's Monday of the first week of Advent. Today our devotional is called Faith in the Intersection. John Pavlovitz has titled his devotion Low because he feels like we need to bring it back down to earth where we walk and live in that messy earth we live on, where things aren't just as clean and as easy as they might sound, including Christmas, right? One reminder today, we have our Monday lunch bunch at noon at church. Everybody's welcome to come. Don't have to bring anything, but you're welcome to bring anything. But we just announced it Sunday at church, so I'm not sure if the word's gotten out, but spread the word. But if you want to come, please join us today, noon, lunch bunch at church. All right, faith in the intersection. Let's prepare to hear a devotional, which means we settle our hearts and quiet ourselves. Little chamomile tea with a little milk in it never hurts. That helped. Faith in the intersection. We'll begin with the scripture today from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Here's our devotion today. John Pavlovitz writes, "I lived on the planet for 26 years before I met my wife. My road twisted and pinballed for a quarter of a century with me not knowing she even existed. Until one day, there we were, sharing the same space and time in a college classroom in Philadelphia. Our long and very separate journeys suddenly overlapped, and we didn't know it at first. But everything in our lives would be different. All of our relationships can be understood as intersections. The places our road meets that of another person, and both stories are rewritten, sometimes wonderfully, sometimes less so. Each of us is a product of these many crossings. I always liked the idea of reading the gospel stories and looking for the intersections, the times Jesus' life crossed the path of another person, and how each person was irrevocably changed by the occasion. A man driven to madness and isolation finds rest in his own head. A shunned leper receives an unprecedented embrace. A woman caught in adultery is surprised by extraordinary mercy. A despised tax collector is invited into revolutionary ministry. A man 4 days dead is raised to life again. A young, terrified woman is asked to bear a planet-rocking baby. Over and over, when someone meets Jesus, transformation and restoration are waiting. There is something wondrous to be witnessed. The very birth narrative of Jesus is the image of the most profound of intersections. God and earth meeting, and the latter being completely altered. Today, dwell on the people who've crossed your circuitous path and changed your story. Remember some of those initial meetings and the ground you've covered since. Sit with gratitude for them and for the difference they've made on your journey. And reflect on the way you've been changed by an encounter with God, or what seemed like God to you in that moment. Think about the love and the faith you found in the intersections. Three reflection thoughts for today. If you're writing down, journaling, or thinking, or meditating, or however you may want to use these. First of all, reflect or talk about one of the intersections in your story that has changed you for the better. A person who has crossed your path and helped you see things you hadn't seen. Second, your intersection with religion has likely affected you in both beautiful and painful ways. Reflect on or talk about how you have been shaped by organized religion or spiritual experiences. Is God easier or more difficult to believe in because of your interaction with religious people? And third, what would you like people to say they experienced as they crossed paths with you in this life? What do you want to give them in the intersection? Hope you have a blessed Monday as we begin this Advent journey together. Step one, our prayer, reflection, and meditation word for the day as you proceed on. Relationships.